Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of R2J Podcast with your boy, Ronnie Jones, a.k.a. R2J. Now, I'm going to talk about the thing that we all dread talking about. Can't save Trump supporters. Now, listen. We all know what the guy is doing. We all know what the guy is all about. So I'm not going to go there and basically talk about how much of an idiot that our president of the United States is. Listen, I know a lot of people all over the world is pretty much looking at us and laughing at us because we picked such a buffoon to run the country. But when you really stop and think about it, we were in a lose-lose situation, okay? We really didn't have much of a choice. We were either going to pick Donald Trump, who basically is incompetent and crazy, or we had to deal with Hillary Clinton, who basically seemed to drop the ball quite a few times just leading up to her the presidency. The final casting and the final calling of being the president. And then she showed her arse with how much she was being a sore loser to not winning and becoming the first lady to be our president. Well, I'm gonna say this. Support comes from a lot of people, and it comes from a lot of strange places. Now, obviously, we get the fact that we need to respect the president, but it is very hard every day. It is getting very hard in trying to respect someone when this guy clearly has no respect for other people. Heck, I'm not even sure if he even respects his own candidacy, his own cabinet. I mean, look how many people have quit. Look at how many people have quit. I don't even need to break down the list of names that have quit on Donald Trump. The way he treats his wife, his so-called wife, and we get it, he's had an affair. Who hasn't, okay? He's had an affair. We've all had an affair. Not everybody has. But let's be honest, support. Let's be honest. Let's be perfectly clear, Trump supporters. You guys are really living in this whole, I don't know what it's going to take for you guys to really understand that this guy does not care about us. This guy clearly does not care about the country. And he seems to be really out of touch with what's really going on here. From the injustice in the judicial system, from the injustices of people of my color that continue to get gunned down and being treated like animals, to seeing, you know, natural disasters plaguing this country and plaguing other places. I mean, he's shown you everything you need to know about where he's at. I mean, this guy spends more time on Twitter and golf more so than trying to fix and help the country's issues that have been pressing us for years or maybe centuries. But at the end of the day, guys, let's be perfectly clear. You can't do nothing to fix Trump supporters because they're going to stick to whatever BS that they're going to stick with and they're going to ride it out. But every single day we are seeing this guy show his arse just like Hillary showed hers and giving you more and more reasons why you do not like this guy or just more reasons to just get out the country and go elsewhere. And I'm not going to lie, it's getting really, really hard. It's really, really getting hard. But at the end of the day, Trump supporters, be proud of the fact that you have voted a very incompetent person in office. That's all I got to say about that.